This is a nationwide closure, is my understanding. So, not only Missouri will be affected. What we are doing is we're going to convene our rapid response meetings on Monday and Tuesday of next week, and that's through our Division of Workforce Development, where we can work with these folks and start the process of getting them matched with occupations and job openings that are out there that are similar to what they currently do, and to also introduce them to the Career Center services, which are free resources for anybody out there who is searching for employment.
When you say you're going to convene them, does that mean, are they going to actually have people in Boonville and have people in St. Louis?
I know right now we have a meeting set up in St. Louis at the Bakers Union Hall in St. Louis, and I don't have anything set up for Boonville as of yet, but we are working toward that. But the idea again is to get these folks as quick as possible, to kind of moving toward reemployment, and we do that in a number of ways. The other thing we'll be doing is requesting additional funds from the Federal Department of Labor, to go towards things like retraining and job training, because we want these folks, if they're interested in going in a different direction, we want to make sure that they have access to training and to get those job skills upgraded, so they can do that as quickly as possible.
Now, there's 80 people in Boonville, I understand, that are losing their jobs. What's the figure in St. Louis? Is it 300 or something?
It's about 300 is what I'm hearing. The other thing we like to do in situations like this is obviously our first concern are the workers in Boonville and St. Louis, but it's also a good opportunity to let folks across Missouri know the free resource they have in their local career centers. These are basically one-stop shops for people who are looking for employment, where they can work with the workforce professionals there on things like one-on-one interviews and things like helping them to create resumes and fill out applications, file for unemployment benefits if need be, assess their skills. And these career centers also provide a variety of free workshops and like certificate programs as well to, kind of help advance these workers' skills in such areas like computer use, for example. And also these career centers offer supportive equipment like computers and phones and fax machines and copiers that, folks need if they're looking for new employment. So we want people to know, and we want to remind them as much as we can, that these are great resources across the state of Missouri, our career centers. And, people not only who have just been displaced from work in Boonville and St. Louis in this particular situation, other folks out there need to know that they exist and they're ready to serve Missourians who are looking for employment.
At the start of our call, you mentioned that there's training for people to find jobs in similar fields. You would know better than this than I would, but it doesn't seem to me like there are very many places where bread bakers can go that has the same skills that they have making Twinkies and Wonder Bread.
That's a good point. And that's, sometimes, folks will have some, we can assess their overall skills. They may be qualified to do something else they didn't even know about. So, and that's why we want to, these workers to take advantage of these services, because, there are like specific scholarship programs out there for workers who are displaced from particular companies or professions. And, what can happen is some of these workers can use some of these funds to go to college, to go to a technical school to learn a new trade and go in a different direction if that's what we want to do. Because, as you said, it may not be the exact position out there to what they were doing for Hostess, but that doesn't mean that they're not qualified to do something else. So we want to work with them and just kind of explore all those areas, because, it's obviously a very scary thing when one loses their job and, they may not know where to go in the short term, but that's why our career centers and our rapid response meetings can be very helpful, and it can be a strong resource for Missourians in that situation.
Now, they used to be Interstate Bakeries in Kansas City before they moved to Texas and became Hostess, I think.
Mm-hmm.
When they shut down their operations in Kansas City, I imagine your department was plugged into a lot of those workers doing much the same sort of thing that you're going to be doing for those in St. Louis and Boonville. So it's not like your department doesn't have some background in working with people who are part of this company who have lost their jobs in the past years.
That's a good point. I mean, you know, you look at a variety of occupations and different companies that have pulled out of Missouri over the years, and, you know, there's a good chance that we have solid, long-time workforce professionals working for the Division of Workforce Development who have worked with other Missourians over the years who have perhaps been displaced from the same type of industry. So they have experience there. So that's certainly a positive as well, and they can certainly empathize with these particular workers or others in different occupations who may find themselves displaced. So, you know, these are people, again, they've been there, they know how to work with folks who are looking for employment, and we just, very strongly suggest that folks not only in this particular situation, but other Missourians across the state who are looking for work to take advantage of this, the resources we have in our career centers, and in this case, the rapid response meetings that are coming up early next week.